Welcome back to episode 4 of This Place I Call Home, Fact, Fiction, and Folklore of Southern Indiana. In this episode, I explore the Howard Mansion. As I mentioned at the end of episode 3, around 1890, Edmunds began constructing his family home across from the shipyard, just as his father had done. This would not be a modest home, but a grand mansion, occupying a 1.2-acre block of land. Drath and Thomas Architects of New York City were in charge of the design of the mansion. The actual construction was supervised by Arthur Loomis of Jeffersonville. Loomis was a notable architect who built many well-known buildings in the area. It was a magnificent late Victorian structure of red brick featuring stained and leaded glass windows, some being Tiffany & Company glass. Most of the work on the mansion was done by employees at the shipyard who were master craftsmen, creating magnificent details in the woodwork. The interior of the mansion mirrors the grandeur of some steamboats built by the Howards in both its design and wood paneling. According to the National Registry of Historic Places, the formal stairway in the front hall is a replica of the stairway on J.M. White, a famous steamboat that was one of the most extravagant boats on the Ohio and Mississippi rivers. In December of 1894, the 22-room mansion was finished, and Edmunds, his wife, their two grown sons, Clyde and James, moved in. After Clyde married Julia Thompson, they continued to reside in the mansion and raised their three daughters, Laura Jean, Frances, and Esther, there. In the book Scenes from Memory, Frances describes her childhood living in the mansion and their daily activities. It was a wonderful look into the life and times of the descendants of James Howard. She goes into great detail about the many rooms of the mansion. On the main floor, the dining room had cherry paneling. Like all the wood in the house, it was sourced from the shipyard. The mahogany dining room table was purchased at the Chicago Columbian Exposition, the World's Fair of 1893. Across the hall from the dining room is the library.